Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here. I'm back.
And Gabe. And thank God he's back.
So as I understand it, Gabe, you were feeling lonely? Lonely without me? You miss
me,
buddy?
There's a lockdown going on here, Connor. There's nobody else around apart from the sound technicians. I mean, we've gotten to know them now. Tomas Schmidt, Christoph Grove, Jürgen Kuhn, Gerd Georgi, those kind of guys. But not you.
No, I've been out.
And now you're back for good.
Forever.
Tell me.
Strapped to the desk. No, I am back. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking to all of you, our listeners out there once more, and to be getting emails from you. We'll be getting into those emails more tomorrow. Today, the topic is, well, I don't know all of it, to be honest. What I do know is there was a study has come out suggesting that...
Let me just ask you a question. Do you think it's okay to laugh about the coronavirus?
That
would be an overriding question for what we're going to get into today. A study has been done out of the University of Pennsylvania and Ohio State University dealing with the delivery of the news. So when you watch the news, you remember it better and you're more likely to share it if it's funny.
Okay. I mean, that rings true for me. If it's funny.
Now there's science to back that idea. We've got one of the lead authors on the line. I mean, it is a controversial idea to laugh about sad and awful things, because that's what the news normally are. We get into that analysis a bit later in the discussion. But first of all, yeah, here's one of the lead authors about this study out of the University of Pennsylvania.
Science Unscripted.
My name's Emily Falk. I am a professor of communication, psychology, and marketing at the University of Pennsylvania. And what we found in this study is that using humor increases people's willingness to share information and their ability to remember the facts that were presented in the news.
So what you're saying right now is that the news should be funny?
Well, yeah. Basically, we are interested in, there's a huge number of comedy programs now that also deliver news. And some people might think of watching that kind of program as a waste of time or just recreation. But we also think, and there was evidence from studies that looked at these real world programs, that they can have real effects in teaching people things as well about current events and about what's going on in the world. And so what we did was we got real actors and real comedy writers, but we constructed two different versions for each news clip. One that was more like what you would see in a traditional news program where we just deliver facts, and then another where we use those exact same facts, the exact same news anchor, the exact same visuals, everything is exactly the same, except there's a punchline. And the question was, if you use that kind of punchline, if you use humor, then do people remember it better? Do people feel like it's more worth sharing? And the answer we found is that yes, both of those things are true.
All right, let's do this study right now. Use me. Can you give me an example of what I would have encountered in this study?
Sure. So you'd see a news anchor sitting in his studio, and you might hear a clip like, "Lawmakers want to take speed camera technology statewide by installing 170 new traffic cameras over the next 5 years. This is being touted as an alternative to the previous policy of relying on the state police to ticket speeders." So that would be the non-humorous version. It's just a fact about a policy that's being considered. An alternative was, "Lawmakers want to take speed camera technology statewide by installing 170 new traffic cameras over the next 5 years. This is being touted as an alternative to the previous policy of having drivers simply take selfies whenever they break the law."
Okay, so whether or not that's really funny, I guess that's not up for debate here right now. But the point is, the people who heard these, first of all, on the one hand, they're more willing to share these clips. I get that. I mean, a funny clip, of course you're going to share a funny clip as opposed to a serious one. But the second part, that if I hear these, I'm going to remember the funny one more than the serious one. I don't really get that. Why?
Well, we think that there's a couple of different reasons why that might be true. One is because it makes it more socially valuable to share it. So if I know, okay, I'm going to talk to Gabe later and I'm watching the news and something funny happens, I think, oh, that's something that Gabe might find funny also. And so then I might want to share it with you, and that would make it potentially more memorable. There's also a a lot of evidence that when people are learning information to teach it to others or to share it with others, they remember things better. So that's a technique that we use in pedagogy, like when we're thinking about teaching, that you can have students in a classroom learn information, not just for themselves, but in order to be able to share it with somebody else. And that helps them learn it better as well.
Any idea what's going on in the brain that would explain what you've just said?
So in this study, we looked at people's brains as they were being exposed to the news clips that were funny or that were not funny. And what we found was that in response to the funny clips, there was more activity in brain regions that help you think about what other people might be thinking or help you understand other people's mental states. That's a thing that we call mentalizing. And so we saw more activity in some of these mentalizing regions.
It also, they make me think of this song, Why Don't Newscasters Cry, when they read out that about how many people have died. And it also makes me think back to when Deutsche Welle was doing the news live here on the radio every hour, on the hour, 5 minutes. And I would come into the studio and be like, this is Gabriel Borud in Bonn. And I would try and sound as serious as possible. I mean, sad and serious don't mix well with funny. I'm still a little skeptical as to why humor should be a part of the news when the news is normally talking about things that are awful.
It is true. The news is often talking about things that are awful, but I think there's a lot of really good examples, you know, even especially in this pandemic, of folks using humor to cope with really hard, challenging things. And so I would push back against the idea that humor can't make sense. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of humor, and our study doesn't really get into any nuance about different kinds of humor or the context in which humor might be more or less appropriate. But I think humor is certainly a way that we connect with other people, that we get support, that we make it through really hard times. So I don't agree with you.
I'm not sure if you're a media consultant or a trainer or how much you would charge, but are you giving advice right now to me and to Connor? Should we be joking around about the coronavirus? We've been reporting almost exclusively on the coronavirus and just the horrible nature of this pandemic for the past year. Should we be joking more often to really get through to our listeners?
Yes. I mean, I would say that that's a hard question, right? Like, there are a lot of different kinds of things that you might be reporting on. There are different kinds of, for example, policies, which are a lot of the kinds of things that our stimuli dealt with. And that injecting humor into those kinds of things, our data suggest, can help your audience potentially remember the information and also be more willing to share it. Now, obviously, there's a lot of different ways that could be implemented that could be extremely hurtful and damaging, and also that could be potentially really helpful in promoting democratic norms. So I think, you know, given that you seem thoughtful and interested in taking care of your audience, like, it's something to consider.
1,400 people died in this country yesterday, and 4,000 died in your country yesterday. Why on earth would I be laughing about something that killed all those people? I guess is my question. Do you understand that question? Of course you do.
Of course. And that is not what I'm suggesting. So I'm not suggesting that we should joke about the horrible toll of the pandemic, but that as we think about helping people understand policies and helping people make sense of what's going on in the world, that there can be a role for humor.
And that was Emily Falk from the University of Pennsylvania. Two things to say right here, Connor, before we talk about it. I was saying yesterday, referring to the number of people who died. That interview was conducted on Friday, last Friday, so that was not yesterday as in Sunday. It was last Thursday, so the numbers are going to be different. And when I set this interview up, I did not think it was going to take such a serious turn. I thought it was going to be more of a funny, lighthearted kind of thing. And then my grandma died on Tuesday night. So I interviewed her on Friday. So it was a few days after my grandma died. And I was just thinking, during the interview, like, hold on, why? The news is not funny when it's about the coronavirus. It's not funny at all. It's horrifying. And I couldn't get it inside. I couldn't wrap my head around the idea that we should be laughing about something that is tragic. I get what she's saying, that our brains might remember it because humor makes things more important. We're a social species. Of course, we share things, and if something's funny, then somebody else will think it's funny, and then it can be shared. But if it's death,
can you
laugh about death?
No, but I would still say, within the context of the coronavirus, there are so many little accidental absurdities that happen as a result of policies that are created. For example, here in Germany, one that comes to mind is, you know, the idea that if you're leaving a danger zone where more than 100 people out of 100,000 have been infected in a given week, that you therefore, for a while, there was talk about having to get tested before you then go into an area that didn't have those high numbers. And there was talk about how after a couple of cases here at Deutsche Welle, we had such high numbers that in theory, you should have had to have gotten tested after leaving Deutsche Welle, but before going home. I think you have to pick and choose. I think there are elements in day-to-day life that are extremely serious and that you can't laugh about. And then other things that are just funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a lot better than I was. I just want to say why that interview got so serious there, because my brain was clouded, it really was. But I think the main takeaway there is one that could really change the future of the way we process information. The news used to be, remember how Sarah Dan Rather, welcome to the news.
Yeah.
In the future, it's going to be someone like John Oliver.
Or
making hilarious jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do remember back, and I would have to look at who was being surveyed, but definitely among younger Americans. And this study, I recall it being around the time of 2010, they were asking young Americans, who's your most trusted news source? And at that time, the answer was Jon Stewart, also known for late night comedy style, entertaining news storytelling that sticks with you. Mm-hmm. And that caused the trust to go up. It probably caused people to talk about the news. Yeah, as the expert said, you know, it has a higher social value. You want to go out and tell that same joke to other people. Yeah. And it's actually, in a way,
it's
like jokes.
That's such a great, yeah.
Social value of a joke. You want to remember the joke so you can tell other people. Well, for those of you out there, what do you think? Do you think there's a role for humor in times of coronavirus reporting, or that there should be more humor in general in the news, or less of it? Mm-hmm. I recall Christopher Hitchens, British intellectual, at one point railing against how silly the news had become as a result of this sort of comedy news storytelling in the evenings. Where do you feel on it? Should we do more or less of it?
Yeah. If you've got anything to say, get in touch, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.